pick coverage from a guy with such a big nose he has to be an expert on picking. Norm Hitzkus and the entire Ticket team with NFL draft coverage this Saturday and Sunday. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet, Red Stripe, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sturm and Drang have another episode coming up at Dallas Can Academy. That is at Lakefield and Northwest Highway in Dallas. It'll be this Friday from noon until 3. And you can register to win ticket t-shirts and Rough Riders tickets. So go see Sturm and Drang at Dallas Can Academy this Friday from noon until 3. All right, let's see here.
Did you hear that audio that we just played?
Yeah.
Did you hear that this morning?
Yeah. I did.
That is the absolute craziest stuff. That is when, I don't know what city that was being broadcast in. That wasn't local, was it?
No.
Okay. It was two women, like some wacky morning show on television, some Fox show, local show. And it showed two women stomping on grapes. And one woman, they were doing it like on a table or something. And this woman like fell off. And obviously was in pain, as you could hear her moaning and groaning like a dead animal. And then they bring it back. I don't know what the hell was going on. Play that again. And the worst part is after that...
We don't have that. All I have is this that one cut.
Are those stupid in-host, in-studio hosts going, I think she might have hurt herself.
That hurt. Wow, that kind of hurt.
And you know what it sounded like? It sounded like she got the wind knocked out of her.
Yeah, when you can't... Yeah. You can't... You don't know what to do.
But that's so crazy. That's the funniest thing.
Not much is worse than having the wind knocked out of you.
That happened to me so many times as a kid.
Yep, we've all been there. All right, how about a few emails here?
Okay.
Here's one pertinent to the song, Give It to Me, Lance. Your song is no longer on the drop page. Anyway, you can use your power and pull some strings to get it back there. Me and some buddies got sloshed at the Ranger game the other night and were scream singing that to him when he ran out on the field. Pretty funny. However, none of us could talk the next day. We have made some signs for the next game. I will email you pictures.
Do you know how hard I hope that catches on?
I guarantee you he's already been pelted with it out there.
You think?
Yeah. I wish we could get Chuck Morgan to just play the instrumental part of the song.
I think he would. Don't you think Chuck would do that until he was told not to?
Yeah, he probably would.
When?
When he's coming up to bat.
What are they playing now?
And center fielder.
I don't know.
Lance Nix. Just play that. When he gets to the... And just kind of fade it out.
Here's another one from P1 Albert in Richardson. Hi, Corby.
Hello.
I'm sure you're getting some emails on your musings about Joe Satriani. Here's another one. I'd be willing to bet that you've only heard two or three of his songs at the most because that's all that's ever gotten airplay, and those are quite commercial. I'm thinking Satch Boogie and Summer Song.
No, I've heard zero of his songs.
You should know, as a WP fan, a lot of good music never sees the light of day on radio. Joe's catalog runs pretty deep, and it's not all the wanking that you think it is. The majority of Satriani fans are not white trash. That would be Aussie fans.
All right. You've listened to Joe Satriani.
Yeah. It's music for guitar nerds.
It is?
Yeah. I mean, there's some stuff that has a little bit of melody. Like, he'll play the lead guitar like a singer at times. Like, he'll have
Is there any singing?
Have the chords. No, he'll have the chords going on. I mean, sometime. You remember that that Big Bad Moon? I think there was singing on that. A Big Bad Moon.
Have you ever listened to any of his stuff?
But he'll play actual melody lines. But then when it gets to solo, it's happy, fun guitar man. And it invariably it ends up doing that.
I'm out. Done.
It's a beating.
All right, here's one from a girl who sends in a killable, not killable list.
God.
So are we ready to play killable, not killable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Dave, I would snap him like a twig before he kills me first.
Is this from a guy or a girl?
This is from a girl.
What's her name?
Veronica Sawyer.
Wonderful.
Sign her up for fight night.
So I guess that means killable, psycho.
All right. Gonna get killed by a girl.
K. Scott, yes, I would kill him. And what I did with his body afterward is a completely different list. Does it still count as a hot Carl?
What? What happened to you?
I told you I've got a cold. Does it still count as a hot Carl if he's already dead? What's a hot Carl?
Yeah, what is that?
Man, yuck. It's one of those...
One of those crazy bodily function sex terms?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to talk
about
that.
Remember when we got
that.
The list of all that stuff? Of...
With donkey punch.
Yeah, all those crazy sex terms.
Cleveland steamer.
Yeah, that involve...
sex and...
Poo.
Okay, tell me in the break.
I will.
Danny.
Yes, Mike.
I wouldn't just kill him. I would tie him down, rub my feet on him, and make him listen to a mixtape of Sahara Rain, Jimmy Buffett, Trickster, Slaughter, and Tori Amos until his head exploded like the mice in Rock and Roll High School.
Trickster.
Corby.
Huh?
Speaking of rodentia,
oh dear.
I would set up a giant rat trap, old school style, and use big nuggets of Chiba Chiba as the bait. That way it would take him days to die.
Why would it take me days?
You'd be so high.
She doesn't want to just kill.
She wants to
torture.
Torture, yeah.
Greg, I loves me some Captain Hug, so I don't think I could kill it. But I might lock him in a room covered in Thousand Island dressing and see how long it takes for him to gnaw his limbs off.
I'm.
Greg does love Thousand Island dressing. Right?
Rhymes. I also love the old gray one.
What?
Daddy issues, maybe. I would probably just have him sit next to the rat-trapped Corby after taking him to lunch at Poncho's.
That was a weird email.
Boy, she is twisted.
Hey, I want to play this clip one more time of the lady falling on her ass, and then we have another clip of somebody that fell on their ass this morning. Aren't they similar? Let's get them all three going at once.
What is Greg doing? Stop it. Stop it. God.
Oh, gosh. It'll make you crazy, won't it? All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill ride now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.